Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller, and I am so glad that you tuned in today. And I just thank and praise the Lord for another day, and I pray that you giving thanks. Psalms 34 tell us, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let exalt his name together. And I just really praise God for mercy. That's something that in the last 2 months, like never before, I have really seen the mercy of God being manifest in my life and other people's life. God is God to people that don't know him, but I'm just glad that he's God to a lot of people, but he's my Father. And to get acquainted with him as Father really makes a difference. That's when you begin to really experience the love of God. The Bible, familiar passage scripture that talk about for God, and the Bible tell us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And my prayer today that God will reveal through the Holy Spirit even more his love for each and every one of us. Here's something about when you know and find out that somebody care or somebody concerned, somebody love you, it really makes a difference. I can think back as a child, well, not as a child, but as I grew up and I begin to, you know, my dad wasn't the person that always would walk up to you and tell you he loved you. I think I was about 37, in 40 before my dad even said that he loved me. The first time I heard him, but my dad, he always provided for the family. Life did work on my dad, but thank and praise the Lord for the mercy and the patience of God. Dad got saved. But my point is this, when we really come into the reality, I'm talking about the reality. I ain't talking about somebody telling you that God loves you, but I'm talking about the reality of the realness of it. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit will reveal to all of us and bring about a reality, the love, the concern that God has for each and every one of us. A lot of people know of God based upon their communication with other folks. But when you come to know him personal, it makes a difference, you know. And God have did everything according to 2 Peter, the first chapter. God have did everything, and we have access to everything pertaining to life and godliness, you know. And the more I walk with God, the more I'm experiencing and really the reality of how much God loved me is being revealed. We shared with you last Thursday about trusting God in the time that we living in. And anybody have listened to this me on this broadcast a lot, we talk about everyday life. The way God established and set up everything, we can have an experience with God every day because he said he would never leave us nor would he forsake us. Now, we can leave God. We can take God out the equation. But Paul, I love the revelation that Paul got a revelation that God said he would let nothing separate him from the love of God. And through Paul's experience, he learned that. He experienced, and I truly believe, and it had to be, that God revealed his love to Apostle Paul. First, you know, everybody knew Apostle Paul was going around murdering the saints. He was there when Stephen died. You know, he was part of it. He was right there, and he was in the circle, the main man. But, you know, when we truly come to the realization and the reality of how much God loves us, it'll eliminate fear. It will, because fear torments you. And as I stated in the hour, due to so many things that happening in this hour, this time, a spirit of fear done plagued the earth. And a lot of people live in fear. They fear leaving their home. People go to the mall. You know, I don't know about nobody else, but whenever I leave my house, I always plead the blood of Jesus over me. When I pray for my children, my grandchildren, and whoever the Lord put on my heart, I always pray that God will cover them with the blood of Jesus. Sometimes when I'm traveling back home from church, and it be kind of late, I always cover myself with the blood of Jesus and ask God to release the angels to watch over me, and I forbid animals to come out in front of me. You know, now some people might say, why are you talking like that? Listen, the Bible said God ears is always open to the righteous cry. And so my prayer today, as we continue, we're going to talk about, because I asked the Lord early in my devotion this morning, I said, God, what do you want me to talk about today? And he told me to tell the people that he care, God care. You know, it used to be a song about God care. And y'all, God care about all of us. Believe it or not, God care about the sinner, because all of us came from God. And God wants us as our own free choice to choose to come back. And thank God for Jesus. Jesus made it possible. Thank you, Lord. Jesus made it possible that you and I, we can, our relationship, the kind of relationship that God wanted from the beginning with humanity, Jesus made it possible that we can have that relationship. I used to always wonder, why do I need to get saved? And, you know, different people gave me different answers, you know, and the main one was so you don't go to hell. It was later in life that I found out it wasn't so much that I need to get saved so that I could go to heaven and better yet not go to hell, but it was the most about a relationship with me and my Creator. And when I first heard that God wanted a relationship, the one that created the universe and the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, you know, when I first heard that they wanted a relationship with me, it was like, yeah, right. How in the world can you have a relationship with the Creator? You know, I can't even communicate. I doubt if I could get an appointment to see the president, some of these other important people. So how in the world is it possible for me to talk to the Creator? I mean, you know, I was spiritually blind. You know, even though I used to, and some of you don't hear me say, even though my grandmother was saving, grandmama always talked about the Lord, but he was always distant, you know, the Creator. And then, you know, don't say anything about when I first got saved and the Holy Spirit, I received the Holy Spirit, and I hear that he was a person, and that messed up my mind. How in the world? I'm a person. How can another person live in me? You know, I was looking at it from the natural perspective, you know, but I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit revealing the mystery. Y'all, knowing about God and serving God, it's a mystery. And the Holy Spirit have to reveal to us. You can't understand God with your five senses. Don't even try. You can't make sense out of it. And I found that even in my own personal life, I used to try to make sense out of God and what God's word said, and it never made sense to me. But once I got born again and received the Holy Spirit, it's like the pieces of the puzzle start coming together in the reality of it, you know. And so I pray today as we minister and share with you what God has placed on our heart, that the Holy Spirit will open up your spirit to eyes and bring about the reality that God cares, you know. Regardless of what you're going through with, regardless what you done been through with, God wants you to know he loves you and he really cares. You know, even though God done made it possible through Jesus that we can have a relationship with him. You know, that's of your choice. You don't have to choose God. You know, God, and you done hear me say it many times, God is not going to make you. As I stated last week, we talked about trusting God. The old saints used to say, and I didn't understand at that time, they were saying when you can't trace him, trust him. And I don't know about you. I done experienced a lot of situations that I couldn't trace God, but I had to trust him. You know, I can't imagine how Abraham, and then I can't kind of think, when God told Abraham to get away from his family, and Abraham was an old man. It wasn't like he was young, but he was about, I think he was about in his 70s. He might have been older than that. But when God told him to get away, and he'd take him to a place that he didn't know. And Abraham just picked up everything and did what the Lord said, you know. And I find out sometimes because we don't understand and we can't make sense out of sometimes what God's saying, it'll cause us not to trust him. You know, a lot of people believe that God exists, but a lot of people don't trust God. A lot of people don't obey what he say, you know. But God, this is what we're going to be talking about today. God really care, you know. And before I got saved, and even after I got saved, and because of my ignorance, my immature, my lack of knowledge, and based upon what certain things people had told me about God, you know, I bet I would be mad with God every day. I would blame God for everything because I didn't understand what it means when people say God was sovereign. I didn't understand the laws. I didn't really know it was no laws and principles, you know. A lot of people don't realize that the spirit realm is parallel to the natural, and the natural is parallel to the spirit. You know, when I came into the realization and the reality that I was a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now, you know, my five senses say you got to be crazy, you know. But as I continue to get in the Word and begin to grow in the Holy Spirit, begin to make the things of God real to me, I begin to really understand it, you know. God wants you to know that he really care about you, you know, regardless of what you done did in the past. Jesus made it possible that you don't have to stay in the shape that you in. You know, I shared my testimony how I got hooked on marijuana and all of that stuff. Now it done got so strong. But and other people that I talked about when they was addicted to drugs, and some men's was addicted to porn and all of that. Listen, some women's, you know, as prostitute, how God done delivered them. Whatever you dealing with right now, it's not too hard for God. God still love you. God gave one of David's son, well, God, he remember my frame. He know that I'm dust. You know my thoughts before they get to me. Before you can thank some, God already know that thought. But God wants you to know I done made a way for your escape. And the thing, even I ministered yesterday from St. John, the sixth chapter, and in that chapter, Jesus was talking to the disciples and some of the Jews, and he was telling them, unless they eat his flesh and drink his blood. And a lot of them got offended with Jesus because they didn't understand it. They looked at it from the natural perspective. They looking at this man to my eat his flesh and drink his blood. And the Bible said many walked away from Jesus because of that. And that's the thing, that when we don't understand, we can't make sense, that the human part of us want to throw in the towel and we want to blame somebody. And that ain't the way that we need to live on the earth, but we have a lot of people doing it. I used to, you know, I started reading the Bible when I was 8, but the Bible didn't make sense to me. It was just a book to me that had a lot of stories about David and Goliath and all of that stuff and Samson them, you know, John the Baptist. The reality of it wasn't that, but when I got born again, and the Lord began to open up my eyes, the Holy Spirit began to make the things of God real to me, it changed my life. It really did. It really changed my life. So, like I said, we're going to talk about how God cares about us. I want you, if you have your Bible, go to 1 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And a lot of Corinthian folks, some, but they was new converts. But the things of God didn't make sense to them. They couldn't make sense out of it. They were very immature. Come on. Paul was trying to get them to look at things from the spirit perspective, not just from the natural. And this was causing a lot of people even now to be in fear. You're looking at things from your five senses, from the natural. You know, the Bible said that he that come to God must believe that God is, and God is a reward of those that diligently seeketh him. And as I stated, I had to learn how to trust God. Now, I want y'all to hear me. I'm not a pro at this. I don't believe it's no big I's and little U's in God. I think all of us have to grow in the things of God. Even Jesus had to grow in wisdom and the spirit with God. You know, Jesus started as a babe, an infant. He had to grow. And I think all of us have to go through that same process. You have to grow in the things of God. But God wants me to tell you, he really cares about you. You know, the enemy trying to beat you up and torment you about your past and even about your future. Don't let him do that to you, you know. God really care. But in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, as a stated, we praying that the Holy Spirit would make the things of God real. And that's something I learned to depend on the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us, and Jesus even spoke about the Holy Spirit before he would depart. He said that if I don't depart, he won't come. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. Jesus couldn't be everywhere at the same time because he was in flesh. The Bible said the word dwell among us and it came flesh. He was talking about Jesus. But Jesus said that I'm not gonna leave you comfort, but I'm gonna send a comfort to you. And he'll be with you. He's gonna abide in you. And there too again, so many people they try to understand the Bible with their five senses. The Bible is a mystery. And the Holy Spirit is the only one can unfold and make the things of God real. He the only one can bring about a reality that God loves you, that God is always, you know, when once I got born again and my eyes came open and God began to show me, I've been with you all your life and you didn't even know it. I have watched your every move. I know everything you ever experienced in life, everything you ever did. You know, it was like, wow, oh my goodness. I think all of us done did some things and said some things we wouldn't want nobody to know. But God see and he know. But he is a loving father. He is a forgiving father. He is a caring father. And I find out things will really mess a lot of us up. A lot of people didn't have good fathers as examples. And because a lot of fathers wasn't saved, and then some of them, they was religious and full of tradition. They were in legalism and all of that stuff. They did some things. They were really, some people really poor examples. What a good father was all about. And, you know, I was in a service yesterday ministering, and one young man gave what he was saying about his family. He don't care about his family. He don't go around. And y'all, he's sad. You know, God always meant for a man and a woman to multiply. He always meant for them to reproduce. He always meant for the mother, the wife to come a mother one day, not just only a wife and the husband, not just become a father one day. But the enemy got in this thing and he corrupt a lot of things, y'all. you know, he corrupt. But that was God's plan. But see, the thing about God love us so much, God don't make us do nothing. I would battle with that for a long time. God, why you gave me a will? Why won't you just, he said, I don't want no robot. I want you as an act of your own will. Come to me, want me, love on me. God always wanted to fellowship and communicate with mankind. That's what he started in the beginning with Adam and Eve. But he gave them a choice. He told them what not to do. He didn't make them not do it. And this is what sometimes people don't understand. If God is God, why won't he do this and why won't he do? That's somebody you've been taught. You don't know God. You don't know the way God, the laws and precepts, the way God established laws in the spirit realm, just like it's laws in the natural realm. Gravity is a blessing. But if I go jump off, if I get on top of my house and jump off of it, gravity going to pull me down. Gravity was never meant to hurt me, just like electricity. But if I violate the laws for electricity and violate the law for gravity, guess what? It can harm me, just like water. You know, God never intended for water to kill nobody or destroy nobody. But guess what? If I go out there, no, I can't swim and jump in a pool 5 feet. I'm five or six feet. Guess what? It's possible I'm a drown because I don't know how to swim. But they'll tell you, in certain, you know, when you go to a pool, they tell you certain feats and you stay away from this. If you can't swim, what you must not do. They need to make sure a lifeguard or somebody. But if you violate that law, it's possibility you can drown. You get your own self drowned, and that's not God's fault. You know. So what are you talking about? I'm talking about God care. But if you haven't got your mind renewed based upon who God is and what God planned for mankind, the enemy gonna always have you at odds with God and everybody else. And I'm telling you. When I first got saved, I was just mad at God. And you know, for a while until I matured and got some knowledge about God and how God expects for me to live and God's responsibility to me and my responsibility to God. You know, I was just mad with him all the time. Why won't you do this? Why won't you do? Why you ain't did this? Why you let this happen? Because I know of him. I didn't know his ways. But I had to learn, and I'm still learning. And I tell you, the Bible is the Emmanuel to life. If the Bible tell you and I about God, it revealed God to us. But listen, without the Holy Spirit, if you have not been born again, it don't make sense to you. You can't make no sense out of it. But if you've been born again, the Holy Spirit is there to reveal Jesus to us. He'll make him real. Apostle Paul, he was not chosen to be apostle like the 12 was. But God had already predestined it for Apostle Paul to be an apostle. And he met him one day on the road. He was on his way to go do some more damage to the Christians. And, you know, according to scripture, he was knocked off his horse, and he heard a voice. And the voice said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? God began to talk to Paul. And couldn't nobody hear the voice but Paul. Listen, y'all, God got a way. The old saints used to say, God got a way, and it's mighty sweet. And I learned this after I got born again. God have always try to talk, or better yet, communicate with mankind, whether they were saved or not saved. He always, and over my life, I found that out after I got born again. There were times in my life, and God showed me, I was talking to you then. I was protecting you then, and I didn't know it. I'm just, you know, and I hear people, some told me. The Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to all of us. But are you listening? He ain't going to force you. He ain't going to make you live right. That's your choice. He constantly showing all of us a better way. Just like the children of Israel. A lot of time, if you ain't careful, people want to be little about the children of Israel. But we got something better. We got the Spirit of God that is willing to live in us, to come in us, the Holy Spirit. We got the Word. The people up under the Old Testament, they couldn't read it. They didn't have the New Testament. They had scrolls and things that they had to look at and read. But I got the Old and the New Testament. I can pick up my Bible and read the Old and New Testament anytime I want to. And just like the apostles, the first of all, they didn't have the New Testament written. They had to refer to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. But all of this, God had it planned this way. And when you come into the knowledge of truth, you get born again and come into the knowledge of truth, the reality, the way God did that. Let me tell you something. You are thanking and you are loving for it. Amen. I hope you done turned. We in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And, really my verse I want to get to is that 12th verse. And anybody know that I try to show you in the Word what we saying. But God wants you to know that He care. He told us Thursday to trust Him. And stop trying. I had to learn this in what gave that I came about with peace. I don't know and understand a lot of things. But I found out what I don't understand, I trust God with it. He's worthy of my trust. And that child grew up, that child had to trust what mom and daddy say. Now, like I said, some ain't had a good example when it come down to parenthood, but parenthood and stuff. But the ones that did, I had to learn to trust my dad and my mom. And now my sibling and I get together and we talk about how we was raised, and we look back now, we see what dad and what mom were trying to put in us as we were growing up, that they really loved us. Maybe we didn't like the method that my dad used, but daddy still loved us. And we find out mommy complained a lot of time because we just didn't understand why he did what he did in the way he did it. Well, it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. You know, God is so wise, and we are, when it comes down, we are really dumb. We don't like to say that because, most people, they very proud and all, I know this, and I know, no, you don't. Unless the Holy Spirit open up your eyes, you don't know. You can't make sense out of life. If you go read the 12th in the book Ecclesiastes, 12 chapters, and Solomon was bad about life. He was trying to figure out what was God's purpose for creating mankind. What was His purpose? What is our purpose? How do we supposed to live in life? Solomon was the one that God gave wisdom. He asked God for wisdom after he came to be a king, how to be a king and how to treat people. And God gave him wisdom. And according to the scripture, nobody having this yet had the wisdom that Solomon had. But Solomon couldn't understand life. He couldn't make sense out of it. And he said out one day, this man, the wisest man on the earth, had all the wisdom. He was rich. I mean, if old folks said, filthy rich. And he found out the best thing, what really make man happy, is to obey God. Y'all, the way God created us, life without God, you are miserable. It's a void in each one of us. It's a void in each one of us. And only God can fill that void. You can't fill that void with things and people. It's temporarily. Only God can do it. The way God created us, without Him, it's no fulfillment. Without Him, you can't be happy in life without God. That's just the way God created us. It's just like a most cake. If you bake a cake without flavor, without eggs, it ain't gonna be no good cake. It's certain ingredients you have to put in a cake, and without that ingredient, and that's the way it is with us. The way God created us, life without him, we are miserable. Things don't make you have, it's a temporary, it don't, like, in other words, things don't fulfill you. I'm talking, God talking to somebody today. Somebody, you lonely, you done dealt with, you feel like life done throwed you, as the old folks say, a low blow, and you blaming everybody. You don't want to be responsible for your action. But God wants you to know he cares and he loves you, but God is not going to override your will. I don't know if it's a male or female. I don't know. It might be more than one person, but I'm sensing very strongly in my spirit that God wants you to know he loves you. He do love you. But God gave you a will in the choices you made. And Deuteronomy, I think it's the 30th chapter. God tell us he set before a blessing and cursing, life and death. You choose. He tell us to choose life that you and your seed will live. I found out by me born again, it affect my children, my great grandchildren, my sibling. Come on, somebody. God love everybody, but as I stated, God give you a choice. You can serve him or don't serve him. But one day you'll regret you didn't give your life or receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior. In 2 Corinthians, I'm just going to go on and go to the scripture, that 12th verse. And 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And see, after Paul was a very educated man. Paul was very educated when it came down to Mosaic, the law, and all of that. He was very educated. But Paul found out once he got saved, all of that stuff that he know, it wasn't fulfillment. It didn't bring the peace that he was looking for. And he found out, and even in that second verse, what I'm going to read, in that second chapter, in that second verse, Paul said, he said, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he even said when he came to the people to witness, I'm going to read it. Look at that fourth verse. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power, that your faith shall not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul even said, all that I know, I count it a do. He said, because what I learned in the spirit realm, what I learned about Jesus, what I learned about the Godhead, what I thought I know, he didn't know, but he found out the reality of God came to him. And it changed his life. No more he thought it was all about him, because he had, if he were living now, he would have all the degrees. You got some people, they so educated, but they miserable. Now, rightly divided, understand, I'm not knocking education, because, it have its part to play. But you don't put it before God. You can have all the education, but if you haven't received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, or you don't have a personal relationship with your Creator, you're going to be lonely. You miserable. Yeah, you might carry that smile and want people to believe everything is peach and honey. No, it's not. No, it's not. I used to think if I do this, if I do this, if I get married, if I had church, if I had this job, I would have so much of peace. It was only temporarily. It was only temporarily. Your fulfillment. It's not in things. That just the way God created and the way God established everything, our fulfillment is not in things. That's why you have some of these celebrities, some of these NBA players, baseball, football, whatever, and some of these rich people, they commit suicide. They OD because they find out. I thought if I had this, if I did this, I'd be fulfilled. I did all of this. Not fulfill, because it don't. God never put you and my fulfillment in people or in things. But like I said, the way he planned and the way he created us, he wants us to act of our own will, come to Jesus. But look what Paul went on to say. He said, my speaking, my preaching was not with enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power. And how many people, a lot of people got their faith in man wisdom, and man letting you down. Man is not smarter than the one that created him. Yeah, the enemy have want man to believe I'm smarter than my creator, but no, you're not. None of us is. We never will. We'll never be as smart and wise as God is. Paul came to that conclusion. He said, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto us, unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do you not know? It was after they crucified Jesus, he came to them. They had who they truly crucified. But guess what? That was still all in the plan of God. Satan thought he had did something. It was already in the plan that Jesus was going to be crucified, but he wasn't dying for his sin, but he was dying for mine and yours. That was already in the plan. The devil played right in the hand of God and didn't even know it. And look at the ninth verse. He said, but as it is written, eyes have not seen. He talking about your natural eye. Nor is here, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God have planned for them that love him. Them that love him. Them that desire. And listen, if you want to know God, the Holy Spirit is right there. All you got to own up or cry to the Lord and say, Lord, look, I need help. I'm a sinner. And Jesus, the way this woman telling me right now, that you came and you died for my sin. You died in my place. I need a Savior, Jesus. I need you to come in my heart. I need you to save me from me. Do you not know if we don't get saved, we're OD on ourselves? I'm serious. The enemy of our soul, he'll torment you and talk to you. You know, he have people, he'll talk to people, talk people into committing suicide because they so stressed out. They don't know what to do with life. They get overwhelmed with life or they get mistreated. Come on, somebody. And they just feel like, I don't want to live no more. I just wish I were dead. Let me tell you something. His son on the other side of death. The way God created each one of us, we going to spend eternity. Your spirit and your soul will never die. Yeah, the body you live in, your remains, they said, going to go back to ashes and dust. But your spirit and your soul going to spend eternity. Some people, oh, if I kill myself, I get away from all. No, 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 no. It's life after death. But if you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't know this. And somebody try to tell you, oh, I don't believe that stuff. That Jesus stuff don't work. Listen, a lot of us believe we might have been a good example for you. But listen, God is real. You didn't come from no monkey. Come on, somebody. No, you didn't. God, I don't know who I'm talking to, but God wants you to know he's reaching out to you. He said, but as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And I don't know about you, but I love God. As a child, as 8 years old, I always, it was just a burning desire. I wanted to know God. I would just talk to him. He didn't talk back. Or maybe he did, and I just didn't understand. But when I accept Jesus, I remember on a Monday night, when I received Jesus through Jim Baker, I would, and I received Jesus. I asked the Lord to forgive me. for my sin. I believe Jesus, the Son of God. I believe he died in my place. Jesus, I want you as my Savior, and this night I receive you. And after I prayed that prayer, and Jim Baker led me in it, that next day, the trees didn't look the same. Everything looked so real and so clear. And my life had been transformed. As I got into work, that I would read the Bible for hours, and it was so real. Like every scripture I read, it was talking to me. And I began to weep, God is real. The Holy Spirit began to revelate and make the things that the Bible came real to me. It was no more a bunch of words on a page, but he was talking to me. How you know me like this? Every scripture I felt led to read, he's saying something to me. How you know me? I mean, it was, to certain degrees, you know, I use the term, it was mind-blowing. But Louise said, but God had, he was telling me that eyes have not seen, nor ears yet, neither have it entered to the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them to us, unto us by his Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the thing of a man, saith the Spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Only the Holy Spirit know the things of God. Even now, I'm talking to you about it, but I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will make it real to you. You need a Savior, and Jesus is the Savior. You can't change yourself, but if you humble yourself, he'll change you. He'll come in. That's why the Bible tells us, harden not your heart. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You know, the enemy wants you to believe you got your life and you in control of your life. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Like I said, God care. He got the 12th verse. This is the verse I want to come to. This is my really scripture for today. It said, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, the spirit, if you go to Ephesians, the second chapter, the spirit of the world is a disobedient spirit. Let me turn that quickly. The spirit of the world, it caused you to rebel against God. Come on, somebody. In Ephesians, the second chapter, if you have your Bible, go to Ephesians, second chapter. In Ephesians, second chapter, he said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses in sin. Where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of that, he's talking about Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. A person that's not saved, the spirit that working in you is a disobedient, a spirit that caused you to rebel against what God's word said. You can't understand what God's saying. Once you get born again and the Trinity come in you, the spirit of obedience, you'll find yourself you want to do right. Not only won't you want to do right, but you'll find yourself experiencing the power, the ability to do what God wants you to do. Before I got saved, I wanted to stop doing marijuana. Now, marijuana was a big thing at my time when I was young. But drugs now, it just went out the roof, as old folks can say. But I want to be delivered. And I mean, once I accept Jesus, everything. I stopped smoking. I stopped everything, the drinking. Everything just stopped. It came to a standstill. I didn't have that desire to do it anymore. That's how powerful God is. But God needs your permission. He ain't going to override your will. If you cry to him right now, he'll come in. Lord, I need a Savior. I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of running around. I'm tired of doing porn. I'm tired of being a prostitute. Even if you're a homosexual, lesbian, you want to get delivered, the power is available to deliver you. But as an act of your will, you got to cry out and tell him you want help. He'll do it. But suppose he won't. No, 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 no. Ain't no suppose if he will do it. If you sincere and you humble yourself and cry to the Lord and tell him you want help, you want to be set free. That's what I cried. But see, I told the Lord, I said, now, I want to continue to drink the beer. I just want to get rid of marijuana because I had got hooked on it. I was spending all my money on it. I said, God, I don't want to keep the other. He said, no, you need a new heart. You have to give it all up. It's just like you tell a person that did alcohol all their life, let them tell it ain't no, honey, it ain't no fun to life if I give alcohol up, if I give sin up. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm a witness. And I'm sure maybe some people that listen at this broadcast, you got a greater testimony than mine, but I can only tell you about me. Oh, yes. I don't regret the day that I don't have a desire to smoke marijuana or smoke cigarettes. I don't have a desire to sin anymore. That's gone. And I'm so grateful. I couldn't stop myself. I tried. But I didn't have the power to stop. That's why Paul said, who can deliver me from the power of sin? Jesus did it. He paid a price for you to live right. He paid a price. Said, if you want to come to the Father, you can come to us. That's why the Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. What the Spirit of Christ is liberty. Jesus gave up his life. That whatever the enemy done put you in bondage, you can be set free. Oh, yes, you can. But you got to open up your heart or throw up your head and say, Lord, here I am. I have heard some people say, Prophet, I just throwed up my hand one day, and I said, Lord, you know, Lord, if you can do something with me, do it. God saved me. God changed me. God helped me. And they said, you know, my life would transform. Come on, somebody. Some people say, I even said, Lord, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. And God, and the Spirit of Christ came in. Listen, I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know who you are, but God shift the whole message because that's how much he loves you. And you know this God talking to you because I don't know you. But anyway, he's when the time passed, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. If you have not been born again, the spirit that is at work in you, influencing you and causing you to do, it caused you to rebel against God. That's the spirit of work. It's among whom also we all have our conversation time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we was dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And have raised us up together, made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ. Other words, what he was saying, what Apostle Paul was sharing to the church, he was letting them know, once the spirit of disobedience worked in them, once before I got saved, the spirit of disobedience worked in me. I mean, you know, I wouldn't consider so much as a bad, bad person. But it was certain things I just wanted to do. And at that time, I just wanted to smoke marijuana all the time. I got to, when I first started out, I wasn't hooked on it. But as I continued with it, I mean, less than a year, I mean, I just got hooked. And like I said, maybe somebody else got another testimony. You might have continued. But this mine, I can only tell me, talk about it, ain't it? And I was doing it when I wake up. I was doing it before I went to bed. I was doing it when I was going on my job. I would go to church on Sunday, and I would have a joint in my pocketbook. Yes, I would. Sometime on the way home from church, I would fire up. I'd get back home and go through my review the scripture that the minister had ministered on. And I would find myself sometimes just crying to God, I don't want to be like this. God, help me. And that day when I turned that night, I was flipping the channel. And Jim Baker said, don't. He said, stop. He said, you don't like the life you living. He said, I'm going to lead you in the center prayer. And you pray this prayer and God will set you free. And I did that. And I thank God for the day that Jesus came in my life. I ain't going to tell you it been a bed of roses because it have. I still have challenges. I still experience trouble. I still have to deal with certain things. But let me tell you something. I don't have to do it by myself. The Lord have been right there with me. Now I'm going back to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And he would tell him in that 12th verse, he said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The Holy Spirit revealed to us not only the love of God, but he'll reveal to us the way God will have us to live. He'll reveal to us why God created us. Come on, somebody. He'll reveal to you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. You start reading about, he'll start making it real to you. It won't just be just words on a page, a letter, but it'll be just speaking directly to you. If mankind want to know what God wants, if it read the Bible. Now, I know there's a lot of new translation that they done took certain things out the Bible. I know that. But let me tell you something. If you have the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit will let you know. He'll show you. This ain't God. He'll tell you. I'm telling you. I read a lock in it, lock, and it have been time I have certain, and he'll just tell me, put it down. I can't get that. I just put it down like he say. Listen, God is real. And God, you know, they used to say, Uncle Sam wants you, but God wants you back. But it's an act of your will. God ain't going to make you live right. And that's why he said, it's through the Holy Spirit that we'll know the thing that freely is given to us. And one of the things God freely want to give all of us is liberty. That's right. He want to give you freedom. He want to deliver you from whatever that had you in bondage all of these years. Remember that woman that Satan had bound all them years? And Jesus saying that she a daughter of Abraham, ought not she be loose, this woman that Satan done bind up? And the enemy done bind you up, and God want to set you free. He want to set you free, but he needs your permission. He needs you to cry out to him, and he'll do it. Don't let the enemy tell you you done got too old. And I was in a service yesterday, and the minister would minister to this young lady, and she had a calling on the life. God had called her over 50 years ago, or 40 years, something to that, if I'm quoting right. And he was saying, don't let the enemy tell you you too late or you too old. God still have that assignment for you. And so long the end of y'all, go back, if you go back to Ephesians, the second chapter, and that spirit of disobedience caused all of us to rebel against God and have you thinking you're doing right. That spirit of disobedience operated in Apostle Paul, and he was killing the saints. And the enemy had him thought he was doing right. He even said in one of his, I was the chief of sinners. See, the devil wants you to believe you're doing right when you're doing wrong. Oh, that's the way he operates. He wants you to think you're doing right when you're doing wrong. But you ain't, telling you. That's the way the enemy works. And this is what he was saying. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which thing also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, compare a spiritual thing with spirit. See, a lot of people trying to understand spiritual thing with natural being. It don't work that way. The Holy Spirit is the one that unfold the mystery. He's the one that make the things of God real to us. I've had people, how you know God real? After he bear witness with my spirit, he's real. How you know that Bible? How, man wrote that Bible. How you know? I said, where the Holy Spirit opened up to me, it's real to me. I said, the very one he inspired to write it, they gone on. But ain't it something? Everything they wrote about is taking place. See, the enemy always will try to talk us out of reading the Bible. He don't want you to read the Bible. He don't want you to get close to God. And he know God ain't going to make you live right. See, that's what for years I battle with. The enemy had me believing when I get ready to live right, I can live right. And when God, no, when God get ready for you to get saved, God just going to save you. See, that's what it, and then he had me, once you get saved, you're going to stop everything. Everything going to be peach and honey. That was a lie. But like I say, I do have peace. And the more I walk with God, the more I read his word, it's helping me more and more. Y'all, I don't have all the answer. I don't claim to. But I want you to know. His power in the name of Jesus. His power in the blood of the Lamb. Don't you know when the children of Israel left Egypt, that night he told them to take the lamb of the blood, the blood of the lamb that they had killed, and take it and wipe it on the doorpost. And when the death angel come through, when he see the blood, he'll pass by. Y'all, the blood of Jesus is still powerful. The name of Jesus still, but if you don't cast away your confidence based upon what somebody else, or God didn't do it the way you think he would do, I found out the shorter is always in us and not God. When I started really reading the Bible and seeing the laws and principles of God, I found out, I said, God here with me all the time. I was violating your laws and I was suffering the consequences. Like I said, elect twisted. Supposed to be a blessing, up, but if you violate, go take it, take your hand and put it up in one of these sockets and put some water on to see what it gonna light you up like a tree. Why? You violated the law. The law, when it come down the leg twisted, like I said, by gravity, and it's the same way in the spirit, and this was so many say, missing it. I thought I was going to go from this scripture, go to Matthew the 6th chapter. You know, if you want to know about God, see, a lot of people worried about the necessary things of life. You know, I don't know about nobody else. Lately, I go in the grocery store. I went in there today, didn't have no meat in my buggy at all. I think I got about eight products. And do you not know? It was $29, almost $30. I said, Jesus. And then I said, but Lord, I thank you for blessing me with the money that I can get it. See, God said he'll supply all of my needs. And y'all, I'm telling you, God is real. And I really believe this whole time I would talk, God was talking to somebody that felt like, you know, you was on your last draw. You were so discouraged and so disappointed. But if you pray and ask Jesus, the Lord, to forgive you, and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you ready to receive him as your Savior and your Lord, he'll come in. And he'll fill you with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come too. And you'll be on that road of deliverance. You'll be able to get in this word and understand it. Father, I want to thank you again for this opportunity. I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I even thank you, Father, how you shifted the whole message. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, whoever that person was, and not only that person, but I thank you for the Holy Spirit is ministered to that individual right now. I take authority. I bind strong men, Satan, that have been operating in that individual. I bind up those thoughts of turmoil, those thoughts of suicide, those thoughts of depression, fear. I bind it by the authority in Jesus' name. And I loose them right now in Jesus' name. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I pray and trust you that you enjoy the rest of your day. And tune in on Thursday, and we'll see what the Lord is going to say from 6 to 7. We love you. God bless you. And God love you too. Enjoy the rest of your day. And you that receive Jesus today, get in your Bible. And I pray God will bring somebody in your life to help you with it even the more.